Same-sex marriage is now legal in a majority of states, including Alaska. While support may be rising nationwide, there aren't any official LGBTQ organizations in Ketchikan, but there are unofficial support systems. Emily Files has the story.
Transgendered Ketchikan is an informal support group for queer people in Ketchikan. Six of them were gathered at the Point Cafe on a recent afternoon.
I think there should be more safe places for people who are questioning their identity, just gender identity, sexuality, etc.
That's Ism, who used to identify as transgender, but now doesn't identify as any gender. Ism is one of the people who started this group about a year ago. Ism says there is a gay-straight alliance at UAS Ketchikan, but they didn't seem to be accepting of transgender people. And with the challenges queer people face in Ketchikan, a support system was needed.
Like most traditional old-fashioned towns, it's kind of a hush-hush type situation if you don't follow the norm.
Holly Knorr identifies as pansexual, an attraction to people based on personality rather than gender. Knorr moved to Ketchikan from Wrangell with the hope that it would be a more accepting environment. And it is, but there's still occasional abuse.
You know, when I was kissing my girlfriend, a man started talking about how we were going to burn in hell. Things like that.
For Tyler Varner, outright discrimination isn't the biggest struggle. He's gay and says his family accepts him, but it's taken him a while to accept himself and become comfortable with who he is.
I feel like I have to put on this show so I can go out to dinner. And I think I just want to, like, strap on some damn fairy wings and, like, go to the club and, like...
Do the finger dance?
Pump it up. I need to let go. It's stressful.
Austin Calkins, who identifies as gender fluid, says the people in this group often have to explain themselves to others.
There's always people looking, people asking, people all this stuff, inquiring just because, you know, you don't fit into the norm type of deal.
The only transgender person at this meetup is Scott Davis, or Sheen, who identifies as trans feminine. She has lived in Ketchikan for more than 30 years, but didn't feel comfortable coming out until a couple years ago.
Just get at a point in your life when you go, doesn't really matter, and I'm going to be happy.
Davis says at this point, she feels about 75% comfortable with being out in Ketchikan.
Because of the occasional physical or verbal abuse.
Can you remember the most recent instance of that?
This morning.
What happened?
Local place downtown. One individual worker referred to me as a freak. It hurts a lot less than it used to.
Davis says this group has given her the strength to ignore harassment like that. The group has helped other members in different ways. Here's Jacob Trumbull.
It took me a long time to accept that I didn't actually see myself as being of any gender.
Trumbull was only able to accept it and come out
just after this group was formed.
So did this group play a role in that?
Yes, very much so.
For the people here, they've found friends who accept and support them. But there are still times when they feel like outsiders. Here's Holly Knorr.
We're not a circus. We're not an act for somebody to watch. We're people.
For now, there are only unofficial support systems in Ketchikan for LGBTQ people, like this group. But that might change in the coming months. Davis says she and others are working to form an official LGBTQ advocacy group with nonprofit status.
If you have an actual formed LGBTQ group in a community, I think businesses, public government is a lot less likely to violate somebody's rights as a human being based on gender preference or appearance.
James Hoagland is a board member with the Juneau nonprofit Southeast Alaska Gay and Lesbian Alliance. He says he doesn't know of any other similar organizations in Southeast. Without those support systems, Hoagland says LGBTQ people may feel isolated.
I think it would be really hard to connect to other people who do have that shared identity. I think people would feel alone.
Back in Ketchikan, Davis says the nonprofit she and more than 10 others are forming is private for now, because some of the members aren't out. She hopes by next year, the group will be public and Ketchikan will be home to a more prominent organization that can advocate for people like those gathered here. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Emily Files.